Call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
I recently returned from about 2,000 miles of driving to and from and around South Florida. And, you know, there was one thing that was part of that the entire time. I never worried about my car because before I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time, so I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison. And by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You have to kind of imagine that the air is going to get a little bit better, or at least for a couple of days, with not the extreme humidity levels that we have seen. For tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 72. We should be dry. Tomorrow and Saturday, continued dry with hot days, highs in the upper 90s both days, but the humidity levels not too terrible, not as bad as it was. Then we're back to business as usual on Sunday, hot and humid, mid-90s, scattered hit or miss storms, and a better rain chance on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The snowman was a jolly soul with a corn cob and a button nose and tubes made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they for when they placed it on his he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his running here and there all around the square saying me if you can.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
7:30.
Baumhauer said we should start the show with that today, and I kept a promise. Because I forget easily, so I'm impressed. It's Happy Hour till 6. I'm Greg. Joey is here, and so is the much beloved and glorious.
And here they are.
That would be Terry Adams.
Please clap.
I don't feel like doing a radio show today. Just don't.
Sorry.
I'm glad to have the gig. It's great. I'm not complaining about that. I just, I'm in a weird space. So when I get into a weird space, I like to read. So I thought I'd go back to the...
Lord.
What?
I know you're in a weird space. I don't really want to poke the bear. But really...
Were you listening yesterday afternoon, Terry?
Yes.
My friend?
Yes.
I was attempting to share this great book, of which I've read one paragraph, called FDR's Funeral Train. And this was inspired by my recent trip to Warm Springs. Because that whole event has always intrigued me, and I got to see it. You get to smell history in that little place.
Oh, you can smell it, all right.
What does it smell like?
Wood.
Wood. Interesting.
All the furnishings, everything's original. And am I not right in that furniture had more of an aroma to it in the old days?
Sure,
the way
seemed
it was made.
Sure seemed to back then.
Yeah.
Cedar chest, I can still remember the smell.
I swear, when you go in and the door closes behind you into the Roosevelt House, you feel like you walked into 1945. It had a very similar smell to my grandmother's house. I pointed that out to Roz. So this is not... I know everybody's looking at me like, okay, Greg, whatever you say. What else you got this afternoon? Whatever. And that's something... I mean, I've seen a whole bunch of historical landmarks in my life. That's the first one where I actually felt like I was walking back into that time.
It's because of the smell's the biggest trigger, they say.
And it's there.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the furnishings, all the electric stove, which was primitive, you know, at that time.
Wow.
Books. It's just weird. Now, I was speaking with somebody at Baumhauer's, who's also a big fan of Warm Springs. And she said that she felt spirits there.
Jeez.
I did not feel that there, but I'm going back. Maybe next time I'll connect with a spirit. But I did feel that when I visited the mansion of Henry Flagler, who was the guy basically that built Florida. And he drove the railroad all the way down to Miami, and then was his own money from about 1896, and I read that book too. Lots of books about him.
He's got a huge mansion or something down there, doesn't he?
Called Whitehall.
That's right.
In Palm Beach, not far from the Kennedy compound and other well-known Palm Beach locations. And you can tour it. You can look down at the spot where he fell and died in 1913.
Wow. Fascinating.
Yeah. Fascinating, Captain.
There, I mean, they used to have a lot of big parties and things like that. Oh, and there, I absolutely felt spirits. I felt cold in certain locations.
There you go.
In that place.
Yep.
You could it was air conditioned, but it was different. Mm-hmm. It was more of a concentrated kind of cold.
Spirits.
So I left there pretty sure that there were others hanging around.
Displaced spirits. Submitted for your approval.
I'll bet many of our listeners have had similar experiences. It doesn't mean it had to happen at a historical location.
Well, every location really has history to it.
Yeah.
Like this radio board, for instance.
I told you there was one morning, this is about not too long after Don Markwell passed away. I came up here in the morning around 5:30, and I swear I saw a silhouette in the glass.
How did that make you feel?
I didn't have time to feel because
I was feeling where it's been.
I was back downstairs like in 2 seconds.
Do you think it was the specter of...
I don't know what it was.
Mm.
I think there's a lot we don't know in this life.
Well, I agree with that. Have you had any other encounters of any kind?
Off the top of my head, no. If I gave it some thought, I might be able to come up with another one.
dream so vivid it felt like you were falling asleep when you were really waking up?
Yeah, but when I woke up, she wasn't there, so...
Yeah, I've had those too. That's a real downer.
Here's Joel, our first caller of the afternoon.
Hey, what impressed me was all the walking canes they had.
Oh, yeah.
All of the nations and all.
That was a common gift to him.
Yes.
And there's dozens.
And his car, too.
Yes.
It was beautiful. But, yeah, that's a keen place to go to. I agree with you, Greg. Anybody's never been that nice to go there.
And actually, when you visit Gobbler's Knob, no, it's not Gobbler, it's Dowdle's Knob. Good. Dowdle's Knob, this is funny to you.
Oh, what's the real name?
I wonder if there's a
Dowdler's Knob.
Respecting your elders.
No, I respect history, I respect my elders, but you said Gobbler's Knob.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
That's where the groundhog is.
Oh, that's right, up in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's a great place, then.
So I had a little bit dazed Lexia there, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the canes are a cool thing to see. Thank you for the call.
Hey.
Hmm.
Greg.
Yes.
My sister had polio when she was six. She's 73 now, but she stayed over there for probably 3 or 4 years of her life, because back during the polio epidemic, that was the only place that you could go to get any kind of relief. Mm.
Yes, and the archives of those experiences are so impressive. And whether you have to respect FDR in some instances, and even the people that work there are very honest about some of the bad decisions he made during his four terms.
Yes, sir.
But,
well, you have a great day.
Thanks.
You enjoy.
But the guards are honest. You know, this is not a place where you go to worship FDR. It is not that at all. It's there to see where history happened. And to imagine what it was like when the entire attention of the world was on that little town in Georgia. Because that's where he passed away. Mm. And when you see the chair where he had the cerebral hemorrhage, the bed in which he died, how tiny it was. When you look at the living room where the portrait artist was doing, Romanoff, I think was her name, where she was painting his portrait, and the narrow hallway that accessed his bed, you picture in your head, how did they move him? I don't know if he was still at the table or if he fell to the floor. Mm. He was breathing in a very labored fashion, and Lucy Mercer, who wasn't supposed to be there, and the artist, they skedaddled.
Hmm.
They knew right away that he was likely going to die.
Is it so narrow, the hallway, that you couldn't fit that chair?
I'm going to go back and see it again in October, but the door to his bedroom is maybe just about wide enough to get his wheelchair through.
This might come across as disrespectful, but I think I know how they moved him. Have you ever seen Weekend at Bernie's?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's something the Bernie Sanders documentary, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, right.
Where he dies.
Well, I was I was once dead. Just right, and then I was like Lazarus. I was resurrected.
Lazarus.
Harry Curry taught me
how to say that.
Taught me my.
Did you see
Bible.
Him when you were dead? Did you see Harry Curry?
I saw many people. Many people. And that's why I believe in people. The people.
The people.
Not greedy corporate fascist.
Never. Never.
Bernie, did you know that when you tax the corporations at the rate you want to tax them, that may be like a sort of a little brief orgasm for your socialist friends, that...
Well, that's not... Don't discount the orgasm, all right? You say that like that's not a big deal.
For some, it may be their only. But... those prices, those tax increases, eventually are added to whatever they produce, and the consumer still pays for it, even though it feels good. You may have that big O, but you're still paying for it.
No, but the money's still coming to the government, and then the government can help those people.
The government can help.
No, yeah. This is what we do.
Such an efficient.
This is what we do.
Yes.
We help people. We break their legs, and then we make sure that we give them a crutch.
How are you at the strangulation business? Did you see that Epstein the bones that were broken in his neck are far more common in a strangulation than a
I saw that today.
A hanging.
That's messed up, man.
And do you see that anywhere on the liberal websites today? No. You know what you see? Drudge makes me sick.
Oh, yeah.
Drudge used to be fair. Drudge is not. He is, as Baron Coleman would say, maybe he's compromised.
I think he's turned heel.
Why?
No, the stir
conservatives made him the go-to website.
To stir conservatives up.
Oh?
Yes.
So we're going to go out and show him? Is that what?
Yeah.
Thing? Yeah. So he's making a big fuss. He coined a new term called Trump Gret.
Mm.
And is making a big, as Emily Hayes would say, mishigas over 700 people attending an Elizabeth Warren rally when the president is going to Manchester, New Hampshire. And we love New Hampshire. Why?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
And there's 16,000 seats filled. Filled. Probably thousands more. And they'll wait in line for a day and a half or two. But according to Fox, 56% of Americans disapprove Donald Trump.
Did they call all the Americans?
So the dumb sons of bitches are winning, according to Fox.
Negative.
Mm.
No.
I'm not buying that. Well, Fox, too. I mean, you know, we've lost both of our resources that at least made an effort to be fair and balanced. You notice Fox doesn't say that on their hourly news?
Nope, not anymore.
Sometimes during the morning I'll make little comments as I hear the propaganda. Okay, so where's the rest of the story there? Brian Douchebag, whatever your name is, on those... Sorry.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about on Fox and Friends?
No, I'm talking about the hourly thing we...
Oh, no, the one-minute Fox report. Yeah. I thought you were talking about Kilmeade.
No, he's...
I can't I don't stand like him. No, I don't brown like, noser.
I don't like any of them.
You know where that brown comes from.
I should be on that morning show.
You'd look good on there. You'd have great commentary.
In my shorts? I wore my shorts again today.
Yeah.
I wore them this morning.
And everybody black noticed. Fishing shirt? Your Omni shade?
He's rocking that fishing shirt, I gotta tell you.
It looks good, doesn't it, Terry?
It does.
I like your racing shirt.
Yeah, let's talk about you.
What about me?
And Adams Motorsports.
Oh, Allen's Motorsports?
It's Allen's Motorsports. It's time. We need to talk about you.
Okay.
And what's going on in the month of August?
Well, we're trying, doing everything we can to keep this heat down, but it ain't working, as you can tell. It's jet ski time.
Yeah.
It's time to get on the water, yeah.
I've been mentioning that. And there's always a limited supply of those. It's almost time to start Christmas layaway.
I was just thinking the very same thing, Greg. Every year we do this. You know, it's just a few months away, and then boom, Christmas is here. So we officially start layaway in August. But to be honest with you, to give you a little insider secret, you can lay away anything you want to, anytime you want to. We'll take care of it for you, no problem. We have a big warehouse. We keep everything in the back until you're ready to pick it up. A day or two before Christmas, we'll have it ready for you. We'll even put a bow on it, which is cool, but... Back to current day, we have all kind of stuff going on right now. Polaris is doing their factory authorized clearance, super low interest rates, big rebates. Kawasaki's kind of doing the same thing. They're all are really stepping up with big rebates, super low interest rates on everything, side-by-sides and motorcycles, jet skis, everything. And if you're military, you're going to get an additional $250 off any new Kawasaki product. Whether you're just bring your documentation if you're a former military and you'll get a discount. It's really cool. They do that on top of everything else. We just got back from a couple of weeks ago, Minnesota, seeing the 2020 Polaris, the Ranger Turbo S, which, you know, almost 200 horsepower. These things are getting incredible.
Military strength.
Yes. And the Polaris has a separate division. They sell their machines to NATO. So all the NATO countries use Polaris for reconnaissance purposes. Really cool. Good stuff. It's just unreal. And the great thing is everything's American. That's what I love about Polaris. They used to outsource their engines to a company called Fuji in Japan. Well, they started making their own engines in-house, I don't know, probably a decade ago. It just gets better and better every year. It's incredible. And it's an American company. I love that.
And the companies that you carry, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris
and Kimco.
Kimco. They back up their products with friendly credit terms.
So you can get
super low interest rates on whatever it is you're interested in.
Yep.
At Adams Motorsports.
That's right.
AdamsMotorsports.com is where you can get your credit app started and browse the inventory, including some great pre-owned opportunities. and check out everything. They have a huge accessory department as well. They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle.
Hackle.
Open 24/7, AdamsMotorsports.com.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughan Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, here's the compliment of the day from a guy with a deep voice. You look amazing.
Oh,
I love what you did with your hair today.
You're
going to rock it at work.
Told you.
There.
Told you.
Have a great day. And remember that you're awesome.
That's right.
You're rocking it with that shirt, bro.
Hey, thanks, Terry.
No problem, man.
I'd rather a woman said that to me, but I'll accept your compliment.
I'm sorry. I can't.
It's not that somebody's going, oh, you're a homophobe. No. It's got nothing to do with that.
I don't even entertain that crap, you know?
I'm just, it's the poison of our world seeping into my thought process.
Please don't let it.
I've been poisoned. I just posted a very significant story about a dog saving its owner's life after a cat started a fire.
A black lab.
A black lab. They're
love a black
amazing,
lab.
They amazing
are incredible
dogs.
Love them.
We're not anti-cat. I'm not a cataphobe.
Cataphobe.
And what else did? I called it Cirque du Selection.
Oh,
the mayor
yeah.
opened last night. I did not get a chance to walk because we were at Baumhauer's. So, but I did get a chance to watch a good chunk of it today, and it's like. Is anybody feeling inspired? Anybody that watched that feeling inspired?
No.
Did anybody emerge from the group as the, wow, there's the next mayor of Montgomery? Anybody get that feeling?
There are a few up there.
I think I came up with my solution to thin the herd, so to speak. Run a credit check on every candidate. Mm. Anybody that does not rate exceptional credit is out. If they can't manage their own money, we don't need them managing ours, especially with a 10% sales tax. We're tithing the government every time we buy something.
True.
Except if you go to Kaiser Fine Furnishings, you go there, you pay the lower sales tax, 8.5%.
How do you do that?
Because they're in with Tumka.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Just barely, but they're
close enough.
Pay the Elmore County. Yes. So you're not only saving the furniture, but you're saving the sales tax. And I'm mentioning that in passing. Please tell Stella I said hello.
Additional 2% off.
I mean, from what I watched, I thought David Woods had good moments. I thought Arturo Davis had good moments. I thought J.C. Love did. Steve Reed even answered a few questions pretty well.
Well, the problem is that they're getting, because in my opinion, and based on what everything I've seen online, the guys that really had something to say or something to offer have been kind of overwhelmed by the clown show characters in this thing.
But do they have any real answers, or is it just the little sound bites about I'm gonna make it a safer city? Da 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 da. How?
This election is so important. On the other hand, I'm completely disinclined to bring candidates in here.
I don't blame you.
If I were to,
you got to bring them all.
Yes. If I were to do that, I would. Each candidate would get the same five questions. First question is, what is your opinion of Donald Trump and his record in office? Second question would be, since we have problems similar to Baltimore, and he revealed them to the nation because this has been a festering sore in major cities for God knows how long, well over 60 years. How do you plan to address that? Because the policies that have been in place don't work. Third would be on guns, because I want to know that we still have the right to protect ourselves, you know, because cities with restrictive gun ordinances are the worst. Chicago leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else. So I'd probably want to ask about that. What about you guys? What would you want to know?
Well, I'd want to know some plans. How are you going to make the city safer?
I know. We all want to reduce crime. We all want to make education good again. But how? How do you do that? How do you restore discipline and high behavioral standards to our schools?
Good question.
Because based on what I've heard over the last few years, the teachers are glad to get out of the parking lot with their tires not flat, or menaced by a student. There's no respect there because there's no consequences.
You just nailed it right there.
And that's that is a consequence of 4 years, or excuse me, 8 years of...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Whoa, pipeline to prison, Yeah, that's worked out real well.
When we were kids, Greg, if you got in trouble in school, you would get paddled, but you knew something worse was going to happen when you got home. Because they were going to call your parents and tell you what you did and the fact that you got paddled. And personally, I'd have a belt taken after me when I got home. So there was, repercussions. There's not, you just nailed it. There are none now. Well, no consequences.
Yeah, as you said, there'd be repercussions or consequences at the school and then probably more severe consequences once you got home.
It's not that way anymore.
Let's see. Let's take a look at some of the comments on the Facebook thread on Cirque du Selection. The guy running by the first name, Bibby, was a comedy act. That's all I've heard. If these goob can't run things on 10%, they should be doing something else, says John. Another John says, clowns to the left of us, jokers to the right. Stuck in the middle with you. Benj says, Bibby, he's very exceptional. He was in the studio many years ago.
Really?
Yeah, when he was singing somewhere. Kathy says... Well, I don't live here, but Bibby is a spittin' for Elvis. Okay. And she wants me to run for mayor.
Well, Greg, if you were running for mayor, the question I would ask you is, if something bad happens to me here in this city, are you ready to take the blame for it?
No.
Because it's not somebody else's failing. It's not my failing. It's your fault, Mr. Mayor!
Just like Donald, I was talking to LaDonna, who was at a local business today, and CNN was on the TV, and she said, I sat there with my mouth hanging open. Everything is Trump's fault, from the heat to the Philadelphia mess. Have you seen a picture of the suspect yet? Who was arrested for that? Who's in custody for that Philadelphia?
I actually haven't seen anything like that.
Guess why? Actually, I missed an opportunity there.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
There is something about the person that committed that does not fit the narrative. So if you think CNN and all the rest of the they're not going to, if it doesn't fit the narrative, if it doesn't advance their gun control and all the rest of the crap they're advocating, you ain't going to find out. Or it'll disappear in a day, kind of like Jeffrey Epstein. There's nothing to see here. Forget the neck bones.
It also makes me wonder if there's something like an undercover operation that went very, very wrong and they don't want to reveal certain things.
There's a lot of that that goes on.
Six cops were shot. They need to answer questions. Forget the drug sting. Brenda.
Hey, okay, so we were watching that comedy skit last night, and, you know, they got to the part of occupational tax, and I did call, to, and I'm going to hang up in just a minute. Well, I want to hear your talk or your take on that, and I was sort of against it talking to my husband, but he said, you know, I'm like, hey, you've got to find other ways to make money besides off the people who live outside of the county but work in the, you know, you try to make the city a greater place to live, you'll get people that want to move there. But my husband says, no, what about the services? You know, you have an accident and the police have to go, and then, you know, now you are, you know, but they don't live in the city. I don't know. What's your take on the occupational tax, Greg? And I'm going to hang up.
Okay. I'm against those. However, they do it in Chicago, and I think every municipality should do it. If you work for the city of Montgomery, you live in the city limits, and they check to make sure. You don't get a city paycheck and then run off to somewhere else. So I'm just a big believer in that.
If you work for the government, the city municipality.
If you're going to take a paycheck from the taxpayers of Montgomery, you damn well better live here. And if you don't like it, quit and work somewhere else. I'm serious. I am dead serious. So maybe that will help. I mean, especially for somebody that's involved, you know, in police work and stuff, maybe they can get the powers that be to, because there's so much. When we were at the pizza place a week ago Tuesday, we had a big group there. And one of the people worked at one of the local hospitals in emergency services and said, you don't know half of what goes on in this town.
I can imagine.
It goes unreported.
Uh-huh.
Don.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi.
Do not live in Montgomery and did not watch the debate. However, I saw the highlights on the news this morning. It seemed like five or six of the candidates, their major platform was bringing entertainment into the city. What the heck is the function of a city government to bring entertainment to the people? What the heck do these people think?
Distraction.
Well, there was the one that said we should be open 24/7.
Yeah, that dude. And then there's one that said he was going to create a position, and that position was just to bring entertainment and all to the city.
Well, that's stupid. It's just stupid. Thanks for the call.
They are in the entertainment.
Really?
Freaking circus.
The entertainment business is handled by the good folks at Impact, and it's all based on local interest, what a act charges to be brought into town, and whether or not it's feasible, given the local population, that we can do that. I don't think it's much more complicated than that. If the price is right and the confidence on, you know, those that run the venue that they'll be able to make that money back and then some, then they come in. And if they can't, they don't. Bob Dylan couldn't even sell out here. Are you kidding? Tim.
Hey, Greg.
What's up?
How you doing today?
All right.
I want to touch something we talked about for years. I used to teach at Lee.
Yes.
And we had to take the phones away from the kids because they were Googling the answers and cheating on the test.
Sure.
And they got their phones taken up. The guardian or parent had to come get it. And one afternoon, this lady came to get her daughter's phone, asked for the only white assistant principal we had at the time. Are you Ms. Smith? And she said yes, and she just turned around and slapped her silly.
Whoa.
With her daughter standing right there. Got the phone, walked out, and I witnessed it, and I thought, why aren't we charging her with battery, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it all boils down to, and we've talked about it so much, that there's no discipline in the home, no father figures in the home, no you know, that, then that's the bottom line. If they don't get it at home, they're not going to bring it to school.
Bingo.
And it is just a mess. Right. So I had enough and retired early.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. And thanks for the call. One of the comments we had when we had the Lee students in here, now, a lot of, you know, students who are frustrated about something, whatever, my teacher hates me, or my teacher is stupid.
It's always been that way.
But when I heard some details on not all the teachers, talking about some kids were in classes where they felt their teacher couldn't even articulate a sentence. That they really didn't seem to have a grasp of what it is they were teaching.
Yeah.
All right, students, are you ready for a lesson from me?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And how to buy a great pre-owned vehicle?
Oh, I want to hear this.
It's a two-word lesson. Jack Ingram.
That's it?
Well,
Jack Ingram?
Okay, you got the first two. Signature used cars.
Jack Ingram signature used cars.
Five words altogether. I was giving you the easy lesson plan, but
stop by last night.
That is five words.
I always stop after Wednesdays at Baumhauer's. I always drive by and look at the Porsches and lust for a little bit.
Yeah, they... Oh, man.
You got to give into it a little bit.
Can't afford it.
But...
Can't afford it.
My job, and we did this on the morning show the other day, picking one, we work with the cars that are priced under $10,000. And by the way, they have over 20 financing options at Jack Ingram, so don't let your credit prevent you from getting something that's nice to drive. This 2012 Jetta, which has amazingly low mileage, the interior is...
Good looking car. I love that color.
Yes, the red that
car
held up very well.
Red, yeah.
And when you look at the interior, let me quickly...
It's a turbo diesel, too.
Let me quickly get to the...
Probably get some really good
interior
mileage.
Shots. Look at that. That looks like a brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
So the interior is stunning. And then, of course, most importantly, the engine's been vetted by the Ingram Mechanics because commitment number one is to not resell anybody else's trouble. So they really resell very little of what they take and trade at their new car stores. So it's a place where you can shop with confidence. See Tip James and amazing team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Browse to your heart's content by price category, by model, make, whatever you're interested in at jackingram.com. 839.
We're rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has a look at your traffic, and there are spotty slowdowns all the way around the boulevard. Please be careful out there. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any problems for you. The 31s look good this afternoon, and the traffic around the school zones is starting to thin out, but keep an eye out for the kids as they make their way home. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for six straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's been brought to my attention that I announced that it was 8:39 going into the traffic report. Don't be panicked. It's 3:39. You holding up fingers so I can remember? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm looking to help.
I need to clean my glasses. The three looks like an
was
eight.
That? Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah, because the number three in this digital system is nothing more than a circumcised
No, you'd
eight.
Rather be doing the morning show than hanging out with your good buddies Joey and Terry. I can see right through this, Mr. Mayor, or Greg.
Mr. Mayor.
Well, he's got the mayor attitude down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm just what the city of Montgomery needs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, give me credit. At least I have two houses in this town.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
And Eddie Bader just rented one of them for me.
He's a great guy.
Oh, Eddie. Awesome job, buddy. 3:42. Local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Lead Academy, Montgomery's first charter school, is holding its ribbon cutting today. The first day of school for Lead students is this Monday, August 19th. And Montgomery's mayoral race just around the corner on August 27th. Tune into Alabama News Network tonight at 5, 6, and 10 to meet some of those candidates. Plus, happening today, Aaliyah's first of three 2019 Trooper classes holding its graduation. The 32 members of Trooper Class 2019A and their loved ones are having a flag ceremony, badge pinning, and commencement featuring Aaliyah's Trooper Honor Guard. And finally, Prattville police say two people have been shot at Newton Park and taken to the hospital with serious injuries. It appears the incident happened inside of a car. A possible third victim was being sought, but police say now all victims have been accounted for. Stay with Alabama News Network for more information as it becomes available. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You have to kind of imagine that the air is going to get a little bit better, or at least for a couple of days, with not the extreme humidity levels that we have seen. For tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 72. We should be dry. Tomorrow and Saturday, continued dry with hot days, highs in the upper 90s both days, but the humidity levels not too terrible, not as bad as it was. Then we're back to business as usual on Sunday, hot and humid, mid-90s, scattered hit or miss storms, and a better rain chance on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to MyGuardianCU.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're a pro. You've got a bathroom remodel and clients counting on you to pull it all together. Lots of good reasons to count on The Home Depot. Find complete coordinated bath product collections, the latest trends and designs from top brands like Delta. It's easy to pull together an amazing look when you know where to look. The latest collections from Delta, in-store or online, now at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Mike Tyson says he goes through 40 grand worth of pot every month.
Makes sense.
So we have this.
We're gonna get another face tattoo while I get high. We're gonna buy another tiger from the zoo while I get high. We're gonna bite up another dude's ear and punch his eye. Yeah, yeah, but I got high. But then I got high. But then I got high. Don't hit no people no more, because I am high. I was gonna be in a hangover 4, but then I got high. Spent 40 grand a month on my supply. Yeah, yeah, now I'm high. But now I am high. But now I am high. Man, am I high.
You know, he could have been the greatest boxer ever.
Yeah, well, you know, it's for a while there, it was like he had that invincibility.
Yeah, don't pay for a ticket because it's going to be over in about 10
seconds. Well, it happened in Miami, and we were just laughing our butts off because all these people paid like $100. This is when you couldn't do pay-per-view at home. You had to go to a place that had it on a big screen. And the Knight Center sold out 6,000 seats because they wanted. And by the time people sat down, it was over.
Yep.
And they were complaining, and oh, well, you went there to see him beat the crap out of somebody. Get your butt in the seat.
Yep, it just took a lot shorter period of time than you thought it would.
When I think of the certain point he was, well, you got to remember how young he was when he hit his fame. And also his background, and apparently real rough background, and apparently his mentor or coach.
Yeah.
Like, essentially hypnotized him for training. Like, your whole life is fighting. And we are going to train your mind and your body to do fighting.
He was the key.
And then you add into that this massive celebrity. It just, I'm amazed he's still alive. And apparently the Tyson Ranch is going to be this glorious thing where he's growing cannabis. And, yeah, he definitely partakes in it. $40,000 a month.
I just can't wrap my mind around spending that much money smoking that much pot.
No.
Maybe it can't just be him. He's got to be giving some of that supply away.
Something.
Well, yeah. That's how a lot of those guys lose the money they earn.
The posses that hang on.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And it, we're not talking about three or four Klingons. We're talking about small armies of people. And then as soon as the source dries up...
They're gone.
They're gone.
Yeah, they're not their friends.
No. They, the money drain is over? Okay. We'll find somebody else and blow smoke up their behind. Mm-hmm. How does that work? 3:48 on News Talk 93.1 FM. It is blast furnace hot. Mm-hmm. Electric bill will be arriving in my email probably tomorrow, usually 16th or 17th, so I can watch my mid-month payday go out the window. But Clarks has come in and done some serious work. Starting with the fact, I had no idea, because it's not one of those things that sets off an alarm, but my attic fan was broke. So they came and replaced that this week.
Cool.
And it does make a difference, because I've been keeping time on how long, especially in this heat. Humidity's a little bit better today, but the heat's still out there. And so it should be running much more efficiently. A sludgy substance that they caught that was building up in the lower unit, they got rid of that and made an adjustment so that doesn't happen again. These are inefficiencies. And then when I say Clarks leaves your system running efficiently, that means it won't have to work as hard, and therefore your electric bill should be as reasonable as possible, depending on where you set your thermostat. For your plumbing needs, I've had them install water heaters. That's how I met them. My water heater breaks. I'm splashing through the living room, run out to the cul-de-sac. I guess God kind of sent me out there, and there's the Clarks truck. And 5 minutes later, I had that problem stopped, and then the next day they came out and solved it. So they can do anything. Being a Clarks Club member guarantees you that priority service when there's an emergency, and when it's this hot and your AC breaks, that's an emergency. Call them at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. So I got a note here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the same guy. I'll be honest. He sent he wants me to read.
Okay.
And since the mayoral thing stimulated a couple of calls, but not an avalanche, maybe I should go back to the book.
Sure.
I probably should start from the beginning again, though.
Yeah, I think you should.
After that, but I don't have the fireplace sound effect.
Good. It was my idea, and I'm now willing to admit it was not a good idea.
No, I don't think it was a bad idea. I think we just found a lousy fireplace.
Yeah.
It just didn't have that nonstop crackling.
There was too much popping going on. Like, who put in that wet wood?
Let's see if we can find something that... Fireplace sounds. Let's try that on YouTube and see what we come up with. 12 hours of relaxing. I could read the whole book.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, that's much better.
Is it? And now, FDR's funeral train. On the afternoon of March 30th, following the overnight trip from Washington, President Roosevelt rounded the tight bend at Warm Springs, 84 miles south of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. The town perched along a branch line so insignificant, it resembled a piece of lint on the Southern Railway's sprawling route map. Long before the clang of the locomotive's brass bell could be heard, a distant plume of smoke rose over the treetops, announcing the train's approach. The engineer touched the throttle gently to summon the steam needed to nudge the overweight Magellan up the slight grade by the depot. The 10 cars rumbled through, slowing up until the train's tail was even with the road crossing. Then the brakes gripped the wheels tight. A mighty hiss followed as the reservoirs spat their pressurized air into the dirt. FDR had arrived in the sleepy Georgia hamlet for the 41st time.
Good word.
It was Good Friday. Paragraph 2, page 1.
Wow, we're actually going to... Okay.
Here in the yard beside the station, there was plenty of room for bystanders. For locals, the president's arrival was always a special occasion, familiar as it had become. Helped to his Pullman's vestibule, FDR would never fail to doff his fedora and smile at the assembled neighbors. A term Roosevelt essentially applied to everyone inside the Georgia state line. But today would be different. It was a ghost face that appeared in the shadow of the Magellan's open doorway. Wow. Regulars in the crowd could tell right away something was wrong.
Wow.
So.
Man, that's
captivating.
It's quite a cliffhanger, too.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how you keep people.
I want to know what that something was. And the imagery is just...
spectacular.
Yeah, it's so vivid, like that image of the Magellan's, that's the name of the train.
Yes.
You know, making its way around a tight bend.
The hissing sound.
The hissing sound.
I don't have a regular hiss, I have a cat.
This is blows that's off the best
thing. Because you don't like cats, right?
No, I just happen to have, I don't have a train hissing, I have a cat hissing, that's all I got.
Close enough.
In my sound effects. 3:54, we'll be heading down to the traffic dungeon. We'll be heading down to the thinking stoop in just a couple of moments. All right, so basically, what is the criteria? Is there going to be another one of these mass debates, mass debaters in the future where we have like 10 of them on stage? And now, are we going to do that again?
I don't know.
The election's kind of creeping up on us.
August
right?
the 27th, yeah.
Okay, well, that's 12 days away. Are we going to have, like, a dozen names on the ballot?
Sure looks that way.
We might have to have, like, 20 runoffs. Just saying. 3:54. Let's see what the current temperature is on the Rich Thomas Weather app before we head down. This is free, by the way, at the App Store, if you would like. 97.
Feels like...
It's a great app.
No, wait a minute. They just... It's 99. Mm-hmm. And it feels like 104. Can you imagine how awful it would be if that front hadn't come through? Holy moly. It is 3:55. Have I talked to you about the iAssist treatment I'm doing at Infusion?
Never heard of it.
It is microcurrents that they run into the brain. It's called... resetting your brain.
Well, we do run on electricity.
You know, exactly. That's what the central nervous system is, and you don't feel a thing.
Really?
You watch these patterns and how they respond, and I've been making notes each time I go, once a week, on the effects that I feel. More energy, even in this heat. Better, deeper sleep, especially at night.
Wow.
I think faster, even though that's not very evident in this afternoon show. I've had some giant distractions. I like what's happening. It's also helped people with pain. It can help virtually anybody that's had some kind of neuro disorder like ADHD. People have had strokes. They've had good success with this program at Infusion. If you're interested in finding out, it's totally no pain, no discomfort, about 20 minutes. And all the other great services they offer, call 296-1662 and feel free to fire away and ask questions. 296-1662 or visit Infusion Cryo and Laser.
You need to get out your traffic sounder.
Oh.
We need to alert people.
Okay, let's do it.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
There's a wreck on Wears Ferry Road heading east off Atlanta Highway, just past the railroad tracks, the gentleman said. Mm. Says all hell is broken loose. All sorts of police are on the scene, but it should back up things. Again, Wears Ferry Road heading east on just past the railroad tracks near Atlanta Highway.
Right near the Academy. Well, that's been all messed up this week because they've been putting up more cameras, new traffic lights and cameras.
More cameras?
More cameras, yeah.
Are these going to be cameras that give tickets?
I don't know. Maybe they're just wanting to keep the kids safe. I'm sure that's what it is. All for that, the kids.
That's the only place. That has an active gate crossing, right? It's the only place.
No. That railroad track? No. There's no gate there.
Where is there a gate somewhere in that? Because I've only been stopped by a train once. And you hear them all the time. But they seem to go northeast of the city towards Atlanta.
There's no gate there, not on Wears Ferry.
In fact, we made a conundrum out of it. This happened to me. This used to happen to me all the time in Chicago, South Florida, but it happened to me for the first time in, I don't know, like 10 years. And that was the answer. Got stopped by a train for the first time.
Wow.
That's one good thing you can say about, there's a lot of good things you can say about Montgomery, but we got to think long term here. Here's Johnny.
The problem on Wears Ferry Road is not a wreck. It's something else. They've got, it's at a guy's house. They've got a yellow do not cross flag up right now.
Okay.
So it's something else going on. It's not a wreck.
Okay. We appreciate that insight.
Thank you, Johnny.
And we'll get more from the traffic.
No problem at all.
In fact, we are scheduled to visit there now at 3:58 Fox News in a few.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling with you on a Thursday afternoon, and our traffic on the boulevard looks pretty busy, but everybody's moving along just fine. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on the 31s, we don't have any backups or slowdowns for you there, and the interstates are both up at a speed limit ride. We do see large crowds of cars between the Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road on Taylor Road, so be careful in that area. And the area around Fairview Avenue and I-65 is real crowded this afternoon. Every Monday and Thursday, a ribeye steak and fries meal is just $6.99 at the Shack Bar and Grill. It all starts at 2 p.m. and goes all night long, and free admission till 9 p.m. Live music at 9. The Shack Bar and Grill, 3200 Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been